This week's parsha begins, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Rashi tells us Malachim Mamish. Yaakov had access to and used real angels to send on his mission. The basis for Rashi is the pasuk right before. The end of Parsha Vayetze, though it's a different parsha, it's the pasuk right before. It says that Yaakov met Malachi Elohim. Assumably Rashi understood, Chazal understood, that these are the Malachim who he sent on his mission to Esav. Why did he meet Malachim at this point? Well, the pasuk tells us that Yaakov named the place Machanayim because there were two groups of angels. And Chazal explained that the two groups were the Malachim of Chutz Laaretz, who had been with him throughout Parshas Vayetze and were now taking leave, and the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, who were coming to greet him and be with him as he entered and faced challenges in Eretz Yisrael. I think the basis of this opinion of Chazal is the fact that Yaakov also saw two groups of angels at the beginning of Parshat Vayetze when he left Eretz Yisrael. The group of angels going up the ladder, the group of angels coming down the ladder. There too, Chazal say, the ones going up were the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, leaving Yaakov. The ones coming down, the Malachim of Chutz Laaretz, who would take care of him as long as he was in Chutz Laaretz in Parshat Vayetze. The question is, why there need to be different angels and what we ought to learn from this changing of the guard. I think the lesson here is an obvious one, which is that life in Israel versus life in Chutz Laaretz, each one has its own challenges. And we need different angels to help us with those challenges to succeed in the different places that we are. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, different places in life, different situations in life. The challenge is for a person to identify the challenge and mission in each place and to take advantage of the different types of angels available to help a person succeed as he moves from place to place. I think we see this also in the changing of Yaakov's name through his struggle with the Ish, who is also a Malach Saro Shel Esav in Parshat Vayishlach. This struggle leads to the change of Yaakov's name from Yaakov to Israel. Yaakov was an individual throughout his life, but at this moment when he returns to Eretz Israel, he takes on the new name Israel because he's going to have to face new challenges. He's going to have to be willing in building a nation to face challenges that an individual in Chutz Laaretz may not have to face. This is a very important idea for us to realize as we as a people return to Eretz Israel, to understand that on the one hand we're going to face challenges that are different than the Jewish people have faced for thousands of years, but on the other hand we have angels of a new type who are here to help us face these challenges. The same God and the same angels who took us through thousands of years and ensured our survival in Chutz Laaretz, the same God with different angels are here to help us strike our roots and build off the UN resolution of 70 years ago to continue developing the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, the home of Yisrael and Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. May we tap into and take advantage of these angels and be able to succeed here just as much.